We are back. Back again. Hey, Larry.
Hi, D.
It's time, dude. Wow. The break was short. There was a spot that bumped.
Where does the time go?
Where? I don't know. It's 69 degrees.
Is it?
Yes.
That's warm.
Thanks a lot, by the way, Bill and Ted, for ruining a number.
I think they enhanced it.
You think? That's okay. See, I got to come around to your way of thinking, Larry. All cherries, all the time.
Absolutely.
Everything is puppies and ice cream.
That's how I roll.
That is.
Pollyanna.
Nothing but always look on the bright side.
Yep.
With you. Oh, you have a good day so far?
Yeah. You know, I went to the therapist. So,
how'd that go?
It's okay.
What does she ask you?
Well, we just kind of chat about things.
About things, huh?
Yes.
Can I ask what you talk about? Is there a patient therapist privilege that you don't want to betray? You don't want to let other therapists know what her questions are.
I think it works the other way.
Are you sure?
Not 100%. Yes, I don't know the answer to that. We just talk about how things are going, what I'm doing to try to.
How's the Zoloft?
Yeah, is the Zoloft kicking in yet?
Right on.
Am I feeling any better? These sorts of things.
Are you feeling any better?
I would say I am.
Yeah? Do you feel like you can reach out and touch the sky?
Not yet. I can reach out, though, and almost touch the roof.
Is there anything beneath your wings?
Just...
any wind?
There's a lot of wind.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
So, yeah.
How long do you go to that? Like, how long...
Twice a month, basically. Every other Thursday.
Is it like a two-hour thing? Or
hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do those things ever go longer than an hour?
Well, you could. I mean, I suppose. I suppose I could... ask for longer, but an hour is good. Plus, it keeps me away from here. Like, I don't end up getting to work until afternoon. So, like, I get in and I do a couple things, and boom, up, I'm on the air.
That's pretty great, though, because you're sane by the time you get here.
Saner.
Right.
Yeah.
Because spending a morning in this building will really...
Could be crazy.
It'll unwind you.
Yeah,
it'll be crazy. Unwind your mind, Larry.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Was there any sort of reentry? I don't want to keep harping on Alaska, but that's such a different world, such an incredibly different environment. Was there a little, like, readjusting when you got back?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Other than, like, fatigue. I'm still tired. I'm like a dummy. I stayed up till midnight, and I got up at 6.
Huh.
It's like the sleep deficit. You're supposed to catch up on that as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
It's not good for you.
Really. No, but I have these rituals at my house that I do. I like to listen to music with headphones late at night.
Yeah.
And I had not done that in weeks, so.
Any running this weekend?
I'd like to. I'm kind of runned out right now.
Well, I can understand that, but if I were in your position, I would also want to maintain.
I'm trying to maintain. Yeah. I'm going to try and do this other one. If things work out, I'm going to try and do another one next month. Because it's weird. Like, you don't want to let it go. Like, if you're in, like, it takes hard work. I mean, hard work, quote unquote, to get to, like, marathon running shape. Right? And I'm kind of there. So, like, you don't want to let it go because you're like, you never know when you'll get back.
Yeah, I know.
It's like when you're boarding the plane leaving Hawaii, you don't know when you're coming back.
Will I ever
get back here?
Yeah, enjoy it as much as you can. You should get to the point where you can rule over Rock House.
Oh, they'll never rule over Rock House. Rock House Jones.
He's not a marathoner, though, is he?
He's not a marathoner. But I'm sure that he would do fine.
You think he'd beat you?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
I've no doubt. I went running with that guy once. And, like, we're running up a hill, and, you know, like, I was running, like, you know, long distances, and he doesn't have to because he's in shape,
mm-hmm.
right? He's one of them.
Right.
And so I was like, I know you're probably, like, I was just trying to, you know, be, like, jovial and courteous and maybe make a little jokey joke. And I was, like, huffing, I know you're going so slow for me, man. I really appreciate it. And he's like, I know, dude, don't you worry about it. You just go your own pace.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it that I can't fully understand is, like, I'm not a self-identified, like, jock, right? And people will go, well, if you run 26 miles, like, that kind of puts you in that category. But I'm not, and I really don't, which is why I keep harping on it, like, on air. Like, I can't stop thinking about this freaky thing, like, I snuck into somebody's club.
Well, you kind of worked your way in.
Yeah, well, no, I did I went in the back door to a very exclusive thing.
I don't know what the definition of jock is, but I don't think of that... as like I was a runner, you know, in high school.
You still are a runner.
Well, not lately, but anyway. And I didn't think of that. Like, to me, that was a different thing than being like a football player or a baseball player or something like that. But I suppose, you know, it's not. But, I mean, there's not much. Like, if you're playing shortstop, you need good coordination and a good arm. And, you know, you need to be able to hit the ball. And, like, yeah, you got to have a girlfriend and, you know, a sponsorship from Nike. Mm-hmm. These sorts of things. Whereas a runner, you don't really need all that coordination.
No, because as a runner, half the time you become one by being chased by shortstops.
Right. So that's the thing. One thing I did discover about my own athletic prowess, kickball is not my game.
Oh, did you go play?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was super fun.
Were you sore?
I was a little bit, and I shouldn't have been because I never even got on base. I popped up 4 times. Oh, I found my very first time at bat. You know, you can't go past the plate,
uh-huh.
And if you do, you're out. So I was at bat my very first time. There was 2 outs and bases loaded, and I went.
Pressure time.
I fouled. I went to the head of the plate, so I was out, and then I popped up 3 times in a row. But the point was,
it was
super
fun.
Yeah, it was a good cause, and my teammates were awesome, and we won because
what was the score? And who did you play?
1-0. We played the Super Fantasticos,
the Can I Kick It event, the Planned Parenthood.
Ryan Burns' team,
right?
So they couldn't even score because our defense was stellar. We had a great infield, and we won. But I was a non-factor. I was a negative factor, but it didn't matter. We won anyway, and it was fun.
I'm trying to find a sound effect of like a kickball. Was it one of those big red rubber ones?
That's what I was thinking it was going to be.
What was it?
Yellow.
But was it like the soft kind of rubber?
It was a little bit. I know the exact ball that you're thinking of.
Uh-huh.
And it had that texture, you know, those little lines.
Like the patterns of the
like the crow feet
ridges,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit thicker. Like those red balls you can squeeze pretty easily. And uh-huh. This one was a little bit thicker, a little bit heavier. And it was almost impossible. This is what makes my performance at the plate all the more pathetic, because all you had to do was kick it slowly on the ground towards third, and you were for sure going to get on base, because you can't throw the ball. I mean, you can't throw the ball from third to first, unless you're super, super slow. So, anyway.
I think I found the sound.
Really?
There it is. That's pretty much the sound. By the way, I found out why the computers spit sound out sometimes only on one side, left or right, when it's in mono.
Ah.
Yeah. So this is the sound here when...
Boom. Similar.
Yeah. That's technically a dodgeball sound effect.
But yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
You know who our offensive threat was?
Who's that?
Maybe I shouldn't say because I don't have permission, but it was the spouse of...
Uh-oh, you're going to privacy land, huh?
Whose last name sounds like Hoff and whose first name sounds like Handrew.
Okay.
She was awesome.
Andrew Hoff.
Right. Whoever that might be.
Right. What's his wife's name? Is it Jen? Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hen.
Hen. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Of course. These hypotheticals.
But yeah, she's super cool and she was great at kickball.
Why do they have to be so cool, the Goffs?
I know.
Why is that?
I know. It's not bad enough, just one.
Right.
Like, it is bad enough, just one. But they both are. Like, combined coolness is just...
Do you remember when he interned here, or was that before your...
Before my time.
Okay. Because he was here for, like, literally a week. He interned here for a week and then realized, I'm better than this.
That's like a black hole of coolness. When those two are together, all the cool in the world gets sucked into that black hole.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's a funny dude. He interviewed me because... No, never mind. Speaking of black holes in science, you saw that it turns out maybe everybody was wrong about the main, like... Speed of light.
Yeah. Yes. My world is torn asunder.
Yeah. It is truly bizarre. Would you please explain? Because I have no idea what that article meant.
The one thing I thought I could count on, but there were researchers, CERN and another European agency teamed up to do this research.
At the Large Hadron Collider.
Yes. Oh, yes. And what they did was they sent some particles from Italy into Switzerland, and... The particles were arriving faster than the speed of light. In other words, faster than light would reach. And they calibrated their instruments and they checked their results because they're like, no, this can't be right. And they're pretty darn sure. So now they're waiting for other people to replicate it. But if they're right and they think they're right, this particle is moving faster than the speed of light, which we were always told.
Right.
Speed limit.
Yeah.
Nothing can be faster.
Nothing at all. This is why we'll never explore space.
Yeah. So... I mean, I'm not... I like change, and I like things to be different.
But this really pulled the rug out.
But come on!
Yeah.
Is there anything we can count on? No.
No.
Not even the speed of light.
First margarine. Now the speed of light.
It's just... Yeah.
Everybody's saying that you are allowed to out the cool kids. They are Andrew Goff of the North Coast Journal.
Yes.
And his wife, Jen.
Jen.
Jen Benoit.
Benoit?
Benoit. Spelled Benoit.
She didn't take his name? Because Jen Benoit is much better than Jen Goff.
She didn't take his name. Well, you say that like it's... What do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes when people get married, the wife will take the last name of the husband. I mean, it's not...
Yes, that's true.
It's not required.
Yeah, but you said it sort of disparagingly.
Well, at first I was, because I was thinking about changing my name to Goff. Because just to feed off that coolness. But then, as I was thinking about it, Jen Goff...
No. Benoit is way cooler than Goff.
Yeah.
That's undoubtable.
Except for the unfortunate. Well, maybe not unfortunate.
One of my favorite people on planet Earth and in the 95501 area code is the mandolin banjo player Adam Dick.
Uh-huh.
From Huckleberry Flint.
Yep.
And one of my other favorite people in the 95501 area code is his wife, formerly known as Deanna Albo.
Nice.
She changed the name.
Okay.
She changed her last name to Dick. And to that, and like, you just, that's just the coolest thing a person can do.
Pretty cool.
When you say, I'm going to take that because I don't even care.
That is awesome.
I'm going to rock that name. And they do.
They do.
They absolutely do.
He's such a nice guy.
Who, Adam? Yeah. Adam Dick?
Yeah.
Dude, you think he's nice? You should meet her. Also, a kickball champ.
Really?
Yeah. Supposedly, she has some history in the kickball arts.
That was fun. I'm trying to think of a way to incorporate that into the sextathlon, but I haven't come up with it yet. But if you, next time, if an opportunity comes, I think you would love it. Get on a kickball team.
Dude, I have played kickball. I played it at the last time I played kickball was at Pacific Union School, and I was so sore. I was and I was like younger then. And I like, yeah, no, my kicking leg.
Oh, yeah.
All the kicking.
But you're in shape. You know what
I wasn't then.
I was surprised and also somewhat proud. Is that, it, with one exception, none of us drank.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pete Hickles may have had something that alcoholic to drink.
Pete Nichols?
Yeah. But the rest of us, stone cold sober.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel that the grown-ups playing childish games thing has run its course yet?
Well, kickball... Well, no. No, I don't.
Would you join a Foursquare League? Not... Not the popular social network.
I never really liked Foursquare. I thought it was a dumb game. I mean, I did play it.
You thought it was a dumb game?
Yeah, because
that was my joint.
You know, the when you put a spin on the ball, like the difference between putting the spin on the ball and carries are very
yeah, that's true.
Very slim. And you know, some people you could call pity pats okay, not okay. You know,
you could call pity pats.
Yeah, and so you needed a kind of a. I don't know. You need a, I thought, a bigger field, maybe if the squares were larger.
Are there actual sanction, like, are there, I don't know, because we would sometimes, depending on who had the main square, we would play with different rules because that person would set the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you, server could call it. Like, right. The server could say, pity pats, okay, or no pity pats.
Why don't we have four square here? Because maybe 2 minutes ago I was just saying, the phenomenon of grown-ups playing child games.
Well, we have a pretty nice... parking lot. We could easily put down some lines.
DJ Emily.
Uh-huh.
She was on Twitter, invented a game, Office Freeze Tag.
I know.
I kind of want to do that. how would that even work?
I forget how you get unfrozen, though.
Well, you're not allowed to run. That's what she said. Yeah, you cannot. You got to walk around at office speed.
But once you get tagged and you're frozen, how do you get unfrozen? Someone on your team tags you?
I guess so.
And then you're unfrozen?
Oh, dude, you know what would be fun? Capture the flag.
Capture the flag is awesome.
Yeah, speaking of Adam Dick, I went to a party at which he was one of the attendees, and they had set up, and it was Dustin Taylor was there too, and they had set up this elaborate capture the flag course out at Mad River Beach, which, by the way, nobody goes to Mad River Beach. Secret tip, y'all.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't...
Hold on. You know about
it.
That's the thing. Nobody's going to go because it's so far. Everybody thinks it's so far.
Trying to keep it to myself.
Okay. My point is if you go to Mad River Beach, which takes hella long to get to.
No one to do it.
Best capture the flag place you could ever play. You got dunes. You got bushes. People run around with camo. They're like, seriously, they're like stuffing shrubs into their hats so they could do the army crawl.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how do you... But you're not talking like paintball capture the flag. Some other...
Yeah, no. Capture the flag.
Yeah.
Like where there's a flag and you have to go and capture. And if you get tagged on the other side, you go to the jail until you get busted out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, capture the flag. That's a good game. That's an awesome game.
I'm coming up with nothing on the Foursquare rules.
Well, I don't think there are. I don't think they're officially sanctioned.
I just want to see the list of what is and is not generally understood to be fair play in Foursquare.
I believe the Hikihedia could probably...
Hikihedia?
Search on Foursquare.
Well, let's see here. Come on, Google Chrome. Oh, it might be the computer. Wicca Foursquare.
Someday we're going to get a new computer.
We're never going to get a new computer.
And we're going
to
get a...
We're handcuffed to this for life.
And we're going to get a flat-screen monitor so we can get this monstrosity out of here. Wouldn't that be so much nicer?
It would be. But it'll never happen.
Well, I don't know what never, but...
That's it. We should... Dude, can we put that in the sextathlon? Foursquare? Unless that was the secret sport that I just outed.
No, it's a long time in the future, so we don't know. You could, right? You could play that with two-player teams. Isn't it each person for themselves, though, in Foursquare?
I guess so,
Is there a way to team it?
Well, you have badminton, too.
Yeah, but badminton's gone. Because badminton is properly an indoor sport, and it's just too hard to play outdoors. Huh. Anyway.
By the way, the survey results are in. Neil Peart against us.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
What,
he's Canadian?
No, that's racist.
Okay. Neil Peart.
Is it racist? I don't know.
Is he the drummer?
Yeah.
He's like the awesomest drummer ever.
What'd you get out of here with that stuff?
Come on.
You really think he's the awesomest drummer ever?
Well,
you ever heard of Glenn Cochee?
When I was in high school,
Buddy Rich.
He was rocking those Rototoms.
The other guy from Van Halen. What was that guy's name? It was Eddie and... Come on.
Bon Jovi.
Tommy? Van Halen? No. Alex!
Alex, yeah.
When they're passing out cool names, Alex is much further down line than Eddie. Go ahead.
Alex Van Halen, married to Valerie Bertinelli or not?
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie,
formerly married to Valerie Bertinelli.
Good call.
Although they divorced, and he lost his tongue. He had cancer.
He lost part of it, yeah.
Can he talk?
I don't know.
I haven't seen any interviews with him.
But he kept smoking. That was part of the reason why Valerie dumped him.
He kept smoking?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm literally leaving you unless you just stop buying cigarettes.
Well, that and blow.
Oh, he was doing...
Well, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
That's what I read in Wikipedia in Valerie's profile.
Okay, finally, last thing here. Is that the game scalability of Foursquare is worldwide. Now, there are international championships. There are teams. It is alive and well. I guess world championships might be in Maine this year.
Huh.
The Raging Narwhals. That's pretty official rules of Foursquare. Foursquare.org for further reading.
Nice.
We should play one of these days. It's so nice out.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Foursquare.
Tag?
Do you play Two Square?
Were you just like... Bounce it, and you're like bouncing it back to me like that.
Yeah,
like tennis without a net,
something like that.
I'm there. Oh my goodness, this is a really well. This looks like a WordPress site. Strike one, the Foursquare site.
WordPress.
WordPress is junk. WordPress is an insult to design itself.
Oh wait. Wow, that is a.
It's a real thing.
Look at the ball.
Foursquare.org.
All right.
Okay.
So no Foursquare songs.
No.
That I know of.
Speaking of, I didn't check in yet. I didn't check in.
Guess what?
What?
I'm now today, as of today, the mayor of Humboldt Family Service Center. Yes.
That's awesome.
No other depressed people can surpass me.
Who's the mayor of Sempe Virens?
That I do not know.
You know, this is creepy, not to take it down to this level. Well, never mind. No, never mind. That's just, it's not even worth mentioning.
Okay.
But I know who the mayor of the Humboldt County Courthouse was until said person was brought up on charges.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times. Okay, so how about nicotine and gravy?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Larry's up next. It's KHUM Garberville, Eureka, Arcata. True or false, her left eye is lazy.
True.
That's right.
I'll be a chauffeur on a midnight drive.